Well, good afternoon. This is not Greg Kelly. This is Frank Moreno here on 77 WABC. We'll get to your calls in just a minute. 800-848-9222. Very pleased to be joined by one of the most accomplished Republican political consultants in history, longtime Donald Trump confidant, and a New York Times best-selling author, longtime friend of mine, the one and only Roger Stone. Hello there, Roger. I'm glad you're able to join us on a holiday weekend like this.
Frank, I'm delighted to be with you. I love Greg Kelly. He's one of my favorites. And as you know, I love you. You're one of my other favorites. And WABC has been very wise to put you on the air because your shows are always fascinating.
Well, thank you, Roger. I appreciate that. You know, Roger, I want to get your take on an announcement that you made and also some hot button political news that's making the waves. But I was just talking about the fact that a lot of people are expecting there to be a summer of sex and potentially even a new roaring 20s. Can you see that being the case? What's your prediction?
I would have to understand the context of your question.
Well, right. So everyone's vaccinated now, and there is going to be there's a lot of pent up frustration. People haven't been able to go to restaurants. People haven't been able to meet in bars. They haven't been able to go on dates. They have been very cautious with meeting one another on dating apps. And I'm curious, now that all that has gone away, largely because of the vaccine, do you think we could see a new decade or at least a new summer of decadence, frivolity and hedonism?
Well, I used to be in favor of those things before I recommitted myself to Christ and had a lot of experience in that area, actually. But I must say
I'm aware of that.
Based on what I've read, of course, the vaccination, we're now told, does not actually protect you from COVID-19 infection, which leads me to wonder why a number of people are taking it. But look, I think that one of the backdrops here is you have to have the money to buy the drinks. And this economy appears to me to be headed downwards. In other words, higher gas prices, higher food prices, raging inflation, real increases in inflation. So, one of the important backdrops will be what kind of economy do we have? This is also a manifestation of the shutdowns. Small businesses, small restaurants, small bars being put out of business because they just couldn't survive. So, look, I'm hoping for a healthy summer. That would be the most important thing to me.
Well, it certainly sounds like that's a vote against a prediction for a new roaring 20s. Now, you put out a statement a couple of minutes ago, right before we went on air, regarding the health of your wife, Nydia. You and Nydia have been together for decades, and she's been a rock and a steadfast supporter of yours. Tell me what announcement you guys made with respect to Nydia's health.
Well, it is with a heavy heart that I tell you that we authorize Reverend Randy Coggins, who I met several years ago and who really emerged as a spiritual advisor during my 2-year fight against the political prosecution of the Mueller witch hunt, to tell the American people that Nydia Stone has been diagnosed with stage 3 cancer, which has spread to her lungs. And she is going to face this like she has faced every adversity in her life, with faith, with good humor. She's stoic. She's very brave. She's committed to beating this disease. But, Frank, it comes as a shock because in late February, she had a chest X-ray and a full blood workup, and she was in perfect health. So this is a very fast-moving, very aggressive cancer. We had prayed, that the tests would tell us otherwise, but they have not. And as you know, the Biden Justice Department is suing my wife and I for essentially penalties and interest on back taxes in a completely bogus and fraudulent lawsuit because we are not living a secret, lavish lifestyle. That is a reprehensible lie. I'm going to ask that the prosecutor resign this, be sanctioned once I prove in court that that is nonsense. This is political harassment. The Mueller investigation not only destroyed our finances, but I would now argue that the stress of it has destroyed my wife's health because stress is a major, major driver for cancer.
Well,
Lydia Stone never smoked, ate carefully, exercised every day. She was a health fanatic. So, look, I appreciate the fact that my phone, my email, just blowing up with text messages of people praying for us. And prayer is the answer. Folks who want to help us, and we do need your help, can go to stonefamilyfund.com. But, Frank, I appreciate your raising this and doing it in a dignified way.
Yeah, as it's really a shame. I mean, your family's been through a great deal. Obviously, your own criminal trial, the pre-dawn raid by the FBI, which we learned so much about, the damage to your reputation that has been done, until you were pardoned, being sentenced to prison time, the investigation now into these tax allegations, and a whole bunch of other things. To see your wife have to deal with stage 3 cancer in the midst of this is incredibly sad. And I know Nydia, and I'm wishing you both the best of luck. And she might be the only person I know who's more of a fighter than you are. So we're wishing you the best of luck, sincerely.
Well, I appreciate that very much. It is, the government's brought a civil suit against me on taxes, and they try to imply that I have somehow failed to declare income, or I've hid nothing. In fact, it's amazing. Every single point made in their claim against me is either factually or legally incorrect. No, I don't want to settle. I want to go to trial in Miami in front of a judge appointed by Donald Trump. So maybe at least I'll get a fair trial this time.
All right. Now, speaking of Donald Trump, he himself finds himself the subject of an investigation in that the Manhattan DA's office has finally found some crimes that they might be interested in prosecuting. The scuttlebutt is that a grand jury has been convened to undergo a criminal probe into the Trump Organization and to Donald Trump himself. Apparently, this is all rumors. Apparently, there's some speculation that he might have overstated the value of some properties, in addition to some other things, in terms of a fraudulent manner in order to get better terms on a loan. What's your take on this investigation that's going on from the Manhattan DA and apparently from the state attorney general as well?
Well, this is a political persecution. Cy Vance is an elected Democrat, by the way, with his own long record of corruption, which I will be exposing in the weeks ahead. So let's not pretend he isn't a political animal. Letitia James ran for attorney general basically on a pledge to jail Donald Trump. And now, without probable cause, without any evidence of a crime, they're allowed to root through 30 or 40 years worth of business records seeking something that he did wrong. And yeah, they appear to have telegraphed their punch. They're going to claim that he overestimated the value of some assets, I guess, that he may have used while borrowing money. Well, if the bank accepted that through their appraiser, I don't see the crime. This is manufactured harassment and persecution of the greatest president since Abraham Lincoln. And I'll tell you why. Because if he comes back in 2024, we
WNYC
have an honest
Studios
election.
Is support.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. Was that a fan chiming in?
No, our normal engineer was off today. Sorry about that.
Okay. You're fired, Donald Trump would say. In any event, no, this is because they fear that he will run again in 2024 and that he will beat them again, because he's now actually beaten them twice, in my opinion. Look, there were enough irregularities and anomalies in the 2020 election that it was at least worthy of examination. Stone's a nut. He's a right-wing conspiracy theorist. Why do they fear examination, a fair investigation and examination? Perhaps I'm wrong, Frank. Maybe Joe Biden won. Maybe he ran 20% higher in the African-American precincts in New York and Philadelphia, for example, than Barack Obama. But I somehow doubt it.
Well, what would that do to Donald Trump's political prospects if he is, say, indicted by the Manhattan DA's office? And that could mean a trial in 2022 at some point. What do you see that doing to the prospect of a Trump 2024 candidacy?
Well, obviously, it's designed to try to poison the president's chances of running again. But I think once people see the TV ads outlining Cy Vance, and what he has done, and and the political motivation of this, perhaps it'll actually help the president. Maybe it will galvanize his support among Republicans and galvanize support among those independents and many, many people who didn't, but never voted before 2016 or 2020, who've been new to the process and now who are very turned off because they don't believe that the courts or the legislatures did their duty to examine what a minimum are anomalies and irregularities. That's all I'm asking is for a fair examination of the evidence, and I don't think we ever had that. But explain to me how Pennsylvania mails out 1.4 million absentee ballots and gets back 2.2 million.
I think that,
that's not a made-up number. That's a real number.
I think that ship has sailed at this point, Roger, for better or worse.
I don't disagree. I don't think we're going to get a redo of the 2020 election at all. All I'm saying is we need to have fair, honest, transparent elections in all 50 states, and we need to reform those laws. In those states where you have a Democratic governor and a Democratic alleged domination of both houses, we need constitutional amendments. Let the people decide. But we need to have fair elections. And frankly, we need to break the hammer lock, the control and censorship of all mass communications in the United States. WABC radio is one of the few places on earth where you can hear all points of view, where nobody is censored. You can hear people on the left, the center, and the right. That's refreshing. You don't find that in most media outlets.
And everybody in between. Finally, Roger, let me ask you about somebody else that that you are associated with. That's Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz from Florida. I watched the news coverage of Matt Gaetz, and so many of the file photos that they use of him and this gentleman that's now turned on him in the criminal probe that's involving him have you in the photo with Gaetz and this other now cooperating witness. Where do you think all this goes with Matt Gaetz? Do you think there's any substance to the allegations?
Well, first of all, I'm going to change my name to Roger Clickbait Stone, because that's why they run those pictures. I only met this fellow, Joel Greenberg, I believe once, perhaps twice, because he may have been at a large Republican rally in the Orlando area. They would imply to you that he is an intimate of mine. He's not. I know of no evidence or proof whatsoever that Congressman Matt Gaetz has done anything wrong. We have a guy who did do a lot of things wrong, evidently, because he's been criminally charged. And now, you know how this works. They squeeze the little guys to give you a big guy. Well, give us some testimony against Matt Gaetz, and maybe we'll go easy on you. Matt Gaetz is a good man, and all of these allegations are unproven. This poor guy now has to fight rumors. He has to fight charges, but not legal charges. And it's all done within the court of public opinion. No, I think Matt Gaetz is a good man who's being smeared, and that's because he's been one of the few members of Congress who are willing to take on some of the odious creeps like, I don't know, Jerry Nadler.
So you think Schiff, you think he survives this ultimately?
Well, yeah, I think this is all political. I think that this is retribution because he's been an outspoken supporter of the president, and he's a fighter. He's a warrior. I think in the end he will be cleared. Or I should say, in the end, there will be no result because all we're getting are smears, accusations. But Joel Greenberg has been charged.
Roger Stone.
He has not been charged with anything.
I appreciate the time. I want to encourage everybody, if they're interested in helping Nydia's battle here, they can go to the website StoneFamilySupportFund.com. What am I listening to there, Roger? What is that?
That was one of my engineers just hit a soundtrack of the Roger Stone chant.
Well, we've got to get our guys together, your engineer and mine. It sounds like they'd have a lot in common.
Yeah, that would be good. So anyway,
Stone family,
you're doing a great job. My salute to Greg Kelly, who has a day off. God bless him. I hope he's getting a suntan somewhere.
Me too. StoneFamilyFund.com if people want to help. Roger, have a great weekend. We'll talk with you soon.